Good morning. I'm Judy Ortman, and I'm glad to see all of you here. I'm one of the lucky ones in many, many ways. Catherine's determined and tireless leadership and her uncanny ability to stay positive was a powerful motivator for me to stay involved in the sanctuary work of this congregation. As Catherine pointed out, this work has been rewarding for everyone involved and has given us a way to proactively respond to some of the difficulties our world is facing. The focus of the sanctuary work must remain fluid and able to respond to the many twists and turns that the people currently in power are imposing upon us all. I'm also one of the lucky ones in that I answered an email I received from the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee, the UUSC, and Show Up for Racial Justice, SURGE, about 18 months ago. I answered with a yes. At the time of the email, my husband, Charlie, and I had been watching significantly too much cable news about the caravan of people traveling from Central America through Mexico in order to request asylum at our border. Our president, as you may remember, depicted these travelers as criminals, hell-bent on invading our country. As we watched TV and we read the news, it was really hard to imagine the images we saw were that of criminal invaders. So we said yes when we were asked if we could sponsor an asylum seeker coming to the U.S. on the caravan in early 2018. We both felt that we were at a time in our life when giving back was the only responsible and reasonable answer to our good fortune and to our current situation. So we said yes. We could house a person or a small family for a couple of months. We said yes, we could provide food and care so that person or family could acclimate to their new world. And so the UUSC and SURGE representatives said, great, we will get back to you. That was in January 2018. We waited, and while we waited, we wondered really what we had said yes to. SURGE kept us updated a little bit, but it wasn't until late April that we were told some details. We had been matched with a young Guatemalan woman named Johanna and her infant son, Angel, who had entered the country on April 24th, which was the day before they announced the separation of mothers and children. And then from their port of entry, they had been transferred to a detention center in Dilley, Texas. We quickly filled out the forms for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and we sent the required letters of reference. So this is my first official thank you from this pulpit to the dozen or so First Unitarians from this church who vouched for our character to ICE. Apparently your words were convincing because ICE approved us, and they directed us on a Thursday to purchase airline tickets to transport Johanna and Angel from Texas to fly to Providence the following Monday, which just happened to be Memorial Day. My husband and I had the pleasure of welcoming Johanna and Angel at 2 o'clock in the morning at TF Green Airport. And for those of you who have met Johanna, you will believe me when I tell you that the warmth of her smile as she waved to us coming down the escalator, saw our signs that said Bienvenido, which is about the extent of my Spanish, and it was clear from her smile we had made the right decision. We also realized quite quickly that becoming sponsors of asylum seekers would be an experience full of rewards and challenges and laughs and tears, and it would certainly be more than that two-month commitment we had sort of thought about. We also quickly learned that Johanna is one of the smartest people we'd ever know. She's strong and resilient, as I'm watching her tear up, tough as nails. She's gracious and generous, thoughtful and grateful. And Angel is about as pleasant a baby as we've ever known. Please don't tell my grandkids I said that. Somehow, Johanna, who came to the United States knowing no one, with $18 in her hand, no English, She integrated herself into her new world with grace and significant success. And with great joy and gratitude, I want to share with you another thank you to all of you who provided such a warm and generous welcome to Johanna. Many congregants of this church have really extended themselves, as well as many, many people throughout the state of Rhode Island. Before I go any further, I would like to formally introduce you to Johanna, and she would like to say a few words.
Good morning to everyone. And my name is Johanna. I am from Guatemala. I think some people do not know me. I want to tell you from my off experience here in the United States. When I arrive here, I feel so happy to meet such a good and affectionate family thing. In my life, I have never been with people like to or my family. I have learned many good things with them, and I'm very grateful to them and to all who have supported me in many ways. For example, in my personal experience, about 4-5 months ago, I moved in apartment in Providence. Many friends of the Orman family and of this church helped me, and thank you God for putting such grateful people on my way, and thank you very much for your help. Thank you each of you very much. Thank you.
Last March, Johanna and Anel moved into a lovely two-bedroom apartment at Macaulay Village. And the apartment was almost fully furnished and supplied with necessities by the dear families of my First Unitarian Chalice Group. I thank, many of you are in here, I thank you again. Johanna is in ESL classes full-time, and according to her teacher, is a star pupil, and Anel is in a great daycare. When Johanna gathered up Anel and fled Guatemala in fear for their lives, she had no idea she'd land in Rhode Island. And she certainly had no idea how much she would enhance the lives of all the people she would meet here. She's quite a gift all around. On hearing our story, many people respond that they think my husband and I are doing something unusually virtuous by having invited Anel and Johanna into our home and into our lives. I don't think so. The thing is that there was a need, that we were capable of responding to that need, and so how could we not respond? It's not saintly to do what you're called to do. It's merely welcoming an opportunity, a possibility that might help you grow your soul. And that's what we all are here to do, right? To grow our souls. Here's what I'd like you to know. Johanna and Anel have been an incredible blessing in our lives, and I believe in the lives of everyone who has gotten to know them. In this current climate of celebrated narcissism and bullying, of self-serving interests and fear-mongering racism, Johanna and Anel offer us a way to resist some of that hate. In these troubled times, that's an incredible gift, to be able to do something positive in the face of so much evil. I started this talk by saying it's now time for the Sanctuary Committee to broaden its work. Sanctuary within our own walls was a way for a person or family to make a plea for compassion and humanity to the powers that be. Unfortunately, the powers that are currently in power are deaf. Yes, we will provide sanctuary at first use should the need arise, but it's time for us to broaden our work. Becoming a sponsor of an asylum seeker or supporting sponsors is one way we can, as individuals and as a congregation, broaden our impact. We currently are engaging with other congregations and organizations to magnify our voices and actions on behalf of those in need. Many, many ideas have been suggested. Sending attorneys to the border, fundraising, letter writing, attending rallies, volunteering, sponsoring asylum seekers, fostering displaced children, etc. Many people want to know how to respond to the madness that surrounds us in this world and in our country. Say, pay attention. Your invitation is at hand, and it's up to you whether to say yes and welcome it or not. I concur with Dina Nayeri, who said, it's the obligation of every person born in a safer room to open the door when someone in danger knocks. Thank you.